Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults, and young at heart. I'm Jamie, back once again with another WCRI Kids Hour. I'm here with my quarantine co-host, Skylar. Say hi, Sky.
Hello.
And we're bringing you a special show because this weekend is not only the unofficial beginning to summer, but it's also something else that's very special. What is that, Skylar?
This is Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. And even though Memorial Day weekend is a time for family to spend together out in the sun, maybe grilling and enjoying their time together, it's a very special day because it's to honor those men and women who have died giving service to their country. So we're going to play some music today that's usually played to memorialize those who have passed. And one of the most popular songs that you'll hear on this day or played at the memorial service for a service member is Taps. Sky, tell us a little bit about Taps.
Taps is unique to the United States military as the call is sounded at funerals, wreath-laying ceremonies, and memorial services. Taps originally began as a signal to extinguish the lights. With the help of the brigade bugler, Oliver Wilcox Norton, he created Taps to honor his men while in camp at Harrison's Landing. This is Taps by United States Army Ceremonial Band.
Originally known as Decoration Day, Memorial Day originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. The Civil War, which ended in 1865, claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history and required the establishment of the country's first national cemetery. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to these countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. Another popular piece that you'll hear at memorial services is Ave Maria. Although the song is a prayer, Schubert's Ave Maria was not written with religious practices or the Catholic Church in mind, and the song acquired its widest hearing as part of Walt Disney's Fantasia in 1940. Here is Joshua Bell in the Orchestra of St. Luke's playing Ave Maria.
Thank you.
Memorial Day, as Decoration Day gradually came to be known, originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars. The next song we're going to listen to is one that is famous with classical listeners, but made popular with most everybody in the world after the release of the movie Platoon. Sky, why don't you tell us a little bit about that song?
This song is called Adagio for Strings, made by Samuel Barber. Samuel Barber originally made this piece to be a string quartet piece, but it eventually evolved over time to include a whole string orchestra. And one fact about it is that it was even played at the funeral for Albert Einstein. So here is Adagio for Strings by Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Memorial Day traditions include cities and towns across the United States will host parades each year, often incorporating military personnel and members of veterans organizations. Some of the largest parades take place in Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. The next piece we're going to play is one of my favorites by Sir Edward Elgar from the Enigma Variations. This one is called Nimrod, played by Sir Colin Davis in the London Symphony Orchestra. While the first commemorative Memorial Day events weren't held in the United States until the late 19th century, the practice of honoring those who have fallen in battle dates back thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and Romans held annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers, each year, decorating their graves with flowers and holding public festivals and feasts in their honor. The next piece we're going to play was made famous in a more recent film and was written by New England's own John Williams.
This next song is from the popular film Saving Private Ryan. It is also played on the radio around Memorial Day and Veterans Day and was recently remastered and reissued in 2018. This is Hymn to the Fallen by John Williams and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra and Chorus.
Thank you.
Memorial Day's founder had a long and distinguished career. General John A. Logan, in May of 1868, was the commander-in-chief of the Union Veterans Group, known as the Grand Army of the Republic, and it issued a decree that May 30th should become a nationwide day of commemoration for the more than 620,000 soldiers killed in the recently ended Civil War. After the war, Logan, who had served as a U.S. congressman before resigning to rejoin the Army, returned to his political career, eventually serving in both House and Senate, and was the unsuccessful Republican candidate for vice president in 1884. When General John A. Logan died 2 years later, his body laid in state in the rotunda of the United States Capitol, making him one of just 33 people to have received that honor. The next piece we're going to play is Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. More than 20 towns claim to be Memorial Day's birthplace, but only one has federal recognition. For almost as long as there's been a holiday, there's been a rivalry about who celebrated it first. Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania bases its claim on an 1864 gathering of women to mourn those recently killed at Gettysburg. Another is Carbondale, Illinois. They're certain that they were the first, thanks to an 1866 parade led in part by John Logan, who 2 years later would lead the charge for an official holiday. But in 1966, 100 years after the town of Waterloo, New York, shuttered its businesses and took to the streets for the first of many continuous community countrywide celebrations, President Lyndon Johnson signed legislation passed by the U.S. Congress declaring that the tiny upstate village the official birthplace of Memorial Day. This next piece I've kind of snuck in here. It's music from one of my favorite films about war, a film called Glory, which starred Matthew Broderick, Morgan Freeman, a little-known actor called Denzel Washington, and many other stars. Sky, tell us a little bit about this piece and its composer.
The composer of this piece is James Horner, who's a very popular composer for movie scores. He composed the score for Titanic and the popular movie Braveheart. But this story is a tragic one about the first ever black regiment in American history. Here is Preparation for Battle by James Horner from the film Glory.
Thank you.
And we'll sneak one more piece in here before we have to end the show. Let's end the show with a little bit more of an upbeat tune to pay respect to all who have served in our military on this Memorial Day weekend. Let's hear American Salute by Leonard Slatkin in the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And that's it for another week of WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm Jamie, and remember to enjoy the music and the arts every chance you get. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.